This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as December 11th. This is what the chief scientific advisor for the U.S. government's vaccine program said Sunday. Moncef Slaoui told NBC's Meet the Press news show that within 24 hours from its approval, the vaccine will be moving to areas where it's needed most. He added that 70% of the population needs to be immunized to achieve herd immunity, and he said that's a goal the country could reach by May. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet on December 10th to discuss whether to authorize the COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. It was developed by Pfizer Incorporated and German partner BioNTech. The vaccine has been shown to be 95% effective with no major safety concerns. Pfizer expects to have enough doses to protect 25 million people by the end of the year. G20 leaders said Sunday they will spare no effort to ensure the fair distribution of coronavirus vaccines worldwide. But this group of the world's richest nations didn't get into specifics on how during a virtual summit hosted by Saudi Arabia. While richer nations plan their vaccination programs, experts warn that developing countries face hurdles that could deny billions protection against the virus. Moderna will charge governments between $25 and $37 per dose of its COVID-19 vaccine, depending on the amount ordered, the company's chief executive told German media. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued emergency use authorization for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 antibody therapy. That's the experimental treatment given to U.S. President Donald Trump that he said helped cure him of the disease. And Dubai's health regulators say that children aged between 3 and 16 could now be tested for COVID-19 by providing a saliva sample. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday he was ready to work with any U.S. leader and would congratulate whoever emerges the winner of the U.S. presidential election once all the legal formalities are settled. This is what Russian news agencies are reporting. Putin has withheld comment while President Donald Trump has been taking legal action regarding votes cast for rival Joe Biden in the November 3rd presidential election. VOA projected Biden as the winner. On state TV, the Russian president said, "We will work with anyone who has the trust of the American people." He went on to say that the winner must be named either by the opposing party, which should acknowledge the victory of their opponents, or after the final results of the election are confirmed in a legitimate legal way. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Sunday that his country will lead international efforts to combat climate change. He said this in comments on the sidelines of that G20 summit. Suga has already said that Japan will aim for net zero emissions by 2050, making a green society one of his key policy priorities. He added that addressing climate change is not a constraint on economic growth and that Japan will lead international society in realizing a decarbonized world. Japanese lawmakers on Thursday declared a climate emergency in a symbolic vote aimed at increasing pressure for action to combat global warming after Japan last month committed to its firm timetable for net zero emissions. Japan is the world's fifth biggest carbon emitter. With this vote, it joins Britain, Canada, and France in similar resolutions, as well as the European Union and nearly 2,000 regional and city authorities around the world. China plans to launch an unmanned spacecraft to the moon this week. Its mission is to bring back lunar rocks in the first attempt by any nation to retrieve samples from Earth's moon since the 1970s. The spacecraft is named after the ancient Chinese goddess of the moon and will seek to collect material that can help scientists understand more about the moon's origins and formation. The mission will also test China's ability to remotely acquire samples from space ahead of more complex missions. And again, our top story of the day, the first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as December 11th. This is what the chief scientific advisor for the U.S. government's vaccine program said Sunday. Moncef Slaoui told NBC's Meet the Press news show that within 24 hours from its approval, the vaccine will be moving to areas where it's needed most. He added that 70% of the population needs to be immunized to achieve herd immunity. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.